there's a kuntres of this visit and this meeting of the Rebbe Marcha Elio. In it, there seems to be some casual remarks, but even the casual remarks have a bunch of ma'amakayimus to it, because there's a lot of deep soidus, and especially in the Yonim of Mashiach, which was the main topic of conversation then, which are in these things. Amongst them is finishing off the question that we started yesterday, how is it going to work, Negea, the Shilas, Lossud Lavoi? Who are we going to ask, and what's going to be the Seder Dvarim? In other words, there's three things that we know about asking questions. The first thing it says, Tishmi Yitalitz Kushis V'Abayis, that Leo will answer questions. Another Gemara says that the Chsheyavayu Meishav Arin Imahim, that all the Shilas will be addressed to Meish and Arin. And a third place it says, that Sidin Sanhedrin Lach said that we're going to ask questions of the Sanhedrin. So is it going to be to Leo Anavi? Is it going to be to Meish and Arin? Or is it going to be to the Sanhedrin? What's interesting, that in this kuntris, part of these in Yonam are addressed. Rebbe was speaking about certain Shilas, and he said that Mir Tashem Mashiach will come, we're going to ask all the Inyanim, which are a suffix, we're going to ask the Rabbonim. So Marcha Elio asked the Rebbe, why should we ask the Rabbonim if we could ask Moshe and Aaron? So it says the Rebbe smiled, it says in the Mugad HaGezicha, B'chiyuch, and the Rebbe answered, Ani mishtadil hagdolus kovid harabonim. I always want to make greater the kovid of the rabbonim. So I'm going to say that instead of going to Moish and Aaron, we're going to go to the rabbonim because we're always trying to make the kovid harabonim higher. So they asked the Rebbe, why don't you go straight to Moish Rabbeinu? In other words, fine, you want to make the rabbonim the kovid higher. But in Inyan, in Svara, why should you go to the Sanhedrin if you could go talk it to Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Rebbe gave an answer which a lot of people, because they don't learn this, first of all, A, they don't know that it exists. And B, that they don't learn it, B'iyun. This you don't need to learn B'iyun, but it's a fascinating B'iyur which gives clarity for the Kam of the Kam in Yonim on the Inyan of Mashiach. The Rebbe said like this, there's two types of halachas. One halacha that we know is halacha l'moishe misinai. So therefore, to go to Sanhedrin about halacha l'moishe misinai is very hard. Because it's not a swara, it's not a din. Did Moshe hear it? Did he not hear it? Yes or no? Halacha l'moishe misinai, yes or no? So therefore, these are the questions that you have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Was there a Kabbalah? Was there no Kabbalah? Did you get it? Did you not get it? In other words, it's not a shayla you ask a rabboni because it's not a svara. It's dino gmiti. We learned halacha l'moishe misinai. So these type of questions, that's to yefnegin by halacha by moishe misinai. The second thing is other dinim. B'negeya, things that you want to know to learn out, v'shleishas and midrash, atayin and dreshas b'hem. So these are the questions that you have to ask by the Sanhedrin. They're the ones that are achroi to be nidreshes. They're the ones that are responsible to be doidish, different in yonim. And being that these in yonim are tered nidreshes behem, so therefore, these things you have to go to the Sanhedrin because they're the ones that will paskin. So Issa, what's going to go to Leo and Navi? So that the Rebbe doesn't address. But it seems like that being that Eliyahu HaNavi will come even earlier in the year Mevaser, so there are certain Yonim with Shilas which will come earlier, which are going to be Mevaser.